Hello.
Hi, my name is German. I'm calling from Opinion Research with an opinion survey about Phoenix. Can I have 4 minutes of your time to participate in the survey?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Now, give me 1 second. Am I speaking to Lori? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Am I speaking to Lori?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Alrighty, let me go ahead and continue in English. And you are Lori. Are you currently living in Phoenix, Arizona, Lori?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, and I'll get to that in just a moment. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or you feel that things are going off onto the wrong track, generally?
I'm not really
overall.
Sure.
Okay, no, that's also an answer. If you're not sure about something that I ask you, just let me know, and I'll continue to the next.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. So this area lies south of the Salt River, north of the South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, going forward, I'm going to refer this area to as Levine. Is that definition clear?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Now, you're a female, and you mind me asking if you can have just the year of your birth so we know that you are over 18? Just the year.
1964.
Thank you. Okay. Now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I am.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just, fair, good, or excellent?
Just good.
Okay. Thank you. Now, next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each of these on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life, or any a number in between. The first one is
okay.
To have more parks and recreational opportunities. What number?
5.
Thank
five.
You. Better public transportation options.
5.
Thank you. And more good paying jobs.
5.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options.
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
5.
Better street and road maintenance.
5.
And the last one on this topic is more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
5.
Thank you. Alrighty. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired or student, or a homemaker?
I am retired.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, no. I have a job, but I'm also retired. Sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Maybe too few.
Too few. Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each of these, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. The first one is
okay.
Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes, no?
Yes, more.
Yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Dollar stores and discount chains?
Fewer.
So yes somewhat or no, you don't want more dollar stores and discount chains?
No, I don't want more.
Okay. Now grocery stores and supermarkets?
Grocery stores, is that what you said?
Yes, grocery stores and supermarkets. Would you like to see more of that?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about doctor's offices and hospitals?
more.
Thank you. Somewhat, okay. And the last one on this topic is home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Would you like to see more?
More, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Thank you. We are at 57% complete, so we're almost done. Now, in your own words, because I'm going to be typing this in, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Can I name the stores?
Yes, please. That's what we're looking for.
Costco and Trader Joe's.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, Costco and Trader Joe's. I love Trader Joe's. There's one down the street from my house. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, or a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I'll say a moderate. We've got so many new homes, but I don't know how much they cost.
Okay.
I don't know if we can afford them.
Gotcha. Thank you. Now, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent.
There's a very big problem.
There's too many. So this would be a very big problem?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, still, got you on that. Yeah, you're right. Definitely. That just gets worse and worse every year. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list that of different kinds of housings. For each of these, please tell me yes or no, like the last couple ones that we did. Now, the first one is single-family detached homes. Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no? That you would like to see more of. Okay. What about housing options for seniors?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Townhouses and attached homes?
Yes, strongly.
And the last one is multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums.
No.
No, okay, thank you. All right. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 11 to 20 or more than 20 years?
More than 20.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with your friends or family?
Own my home.
Thank you. Now, this is the last list. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. On each of these, tell me whether you oppose or you're in favor. Also, strongly opposed or somewhat opposed or somewhat favor or strongly favor. The first one is repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Are you in favor or are you opposed?
Opposed.
Somewhat opposed or strongly?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
I strongly oppose.
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Strongly oppose.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly oppose.
Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
I'll somewhat agree.
Thank you. And the last one is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Okay, so we are almost done. Now, finally, I would like to just ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to that right amount. Less than 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125, or more than 125?
75 to 100.
Thank you. And finally, even though I know your name, just finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Lori.
Thank you. This is too, like, agree that you did the survey with me. I do thank you so much for participating in the survey. You have a wonderful rest of this night, Lori. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.